This is Dakota Datebook for May 14th. On this date in 1922, Loretta Lang was born in Williston, North Dakota. After graduation, Loretta worked for the Williston Press Graphic newspaper. On New Year's Day, 1942, Loretta married Stanley Lord before he joined the Navy. Stanley was sent to the Pacific War front, and Loretta moved to the West Coast. Loretta found a job in Renton, Washington, building B-29 bombers. She became an inspection checker on the B-29s before they were flown out. Loretta found the job very enjoyable and worked at the plant for nearly 1 year. Although she knew the plane intimately, she was not allowed to take a flight on one. More than anything, she wanted the experience of flying in one of the giant planes. On July 22, 1945, a B-29 was moved out onto the apron for a test flight. Loretta saw her chance. She sneaked out, unnoticed, and crawled up into the bomb bay. After several minutes, the crew climbed aboard. Loretta crouched behind a bomb rack and went unseen. Soon, the Superfortress moved onto the runway and roared off. Unknown to Loretta, this was not a simple test hop, but an extended high-altitude flight. Luckily, she did not stay in the bomb bay, but opened the door into the crew compartment. Had Loretta stayed in the bomb bay, she could have perished from lack of oxygen. When the crew spotted her, they asked, "Where did you come from?" Loretta replied, "The bomb bay." Most of the crew got a kick out of their stowaway, but the pilot was not happy. Instead of turning back, they continued their high-altitude tests, with Loretta marveling at the view outside the windows. She was treated to the sight of Mount Rainier, rising above a cloud layer that resembled a field of snow. The pilot finally reported the stowaway and brought the plane in for a landing. Loretta was told to report to the main office and was suspended until further notice. The whole incident probably would have blown over, but somehow the press got the story and it ended up in newspapers across the nation, including Williston's Press Graphic. Loretta had to be fired. Shortly before Loretta Lord passed away, at the age of 95, she said stowing away on a B-29 was one of the highlights of her life, and she never regretted it, even though it cost her her job. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Scott Nelson. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.